Fretfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Stefano Ferrari, cinematographer, Italian cinematographer, who's in New York at the moment, and who we have here to talk about the work of a cinematographer. That's because we, as you know, we have our educational channel, our industry channel, so we want to get deeper in this particular job in the film industry. So welcome, Stefano.
Ciao, Chiara. Hi, how are you?
How are you? How's life in New York?
Oh, it's great. The weather finally is getting better after a really tough winter. Finally, it's sunny outside, so it's good.
So, Stefano, we want to know more about your experience. How did you end up being a cinematographer?
Oh, that's a perfect way to put it. How I end up being a cinematographer. Well, long story short, I come from a family of artists. My father is a director of photography as well, but he worked mostly in theater production and TV production, and instead I swing towards the cinema. And when I told my father that I had some kind of passion towards this type of profession, he told me, "Stefano, right, I'll bring you with me, but don't think you will be sitting close to me in the comfortable chair and look at the performances." Yeah, and basically then I remember the first day he brought me on set and he put me to be an electrician, which was at the time a really tough experience for me, because you have to imagine that I come from the classic studies. You know, I was studying ancient Greek, ancient Latin, and all this beautiful stuff. And then at the same time, I was putting together cables, and which was tough at the beginning. But slowly, I learned the skills and the art behind being an electrician as well. And after a couple of years that I traveled with him around Europe with opera production mostly, I decided to move to New York, attend for a year an academy, and try my chances here in the American market.
So if you had to give an advice to young people who want to be a cinematographer, they should start from the beginning of the chain, of the film chain.
Well, no, absolutely. Chiara, I think this is a job that you don't learn on the books, because cinematography is an art where nothing is really wrong in that sense. You cannot say that an image that is underexposed, it's wrong. If it works for the story, it's perfectly fine, you know what I mean? And a suggestion that I could give to somebody is definitely starting from the bottom, definitely understanding what belongs to this business, in the sense that there is not just the cinematography or the cinematographer role. There is the camera assistant, there is the gaffer, there is the key grip, and they're all beautiful, beautiful type of work. But if somebody wants to be a cinematographer, the first thing to have is the ambition, because if you don't have the ambition, you get stuck in the process.
Since we are mostly an European radio channel, I wanted to ask you, why did you leave Italy for the US? It just happened, or maybe, have you ever thought about being in Europe at least?
That's a good question. I think the main reason why I moved to United States is because of opportunities. I was looking to put my hands on a camera, and New York was the best place for me to go, because in Europe it takes time. It's all about your age. It's all about what you've done. Being a business, I understand that people don't trust young artists, but at the same time, if you don't try, you will never succeed.
You have to start somewhere. Anyway,
exactly.
But you live in the United States, but you work a lot with Europeans and Italians, because since tomorrow Cannes program will be announced, you have two short films that you worked on at the Short Film Corner. The Short Film Corner is the space at the Marché du Film, at the festival, the film market, where you can show your short films and try to sell them or to get them travel around festivals. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes, yes. It's two films. One is named Rhythm in Me and it's in English. The other one has the improbable title that is really hard to say because it's in Polish, but the translation is Everything Will Be Fine. Having said that, this one that I last mentioned is a really interesting story, which is told through a long shot, no cuts, which I thought it was the best way to approach the film and the story. And it's a really, how can I describe it? It's a story of a young couple, Polish couple in New York, living in a small apartment, which is a reality that most of us lived and some of us still live. So it's really relatable for immigrants especially. They have an argument in a morning and it ends up with a sex scene that I believe is a really strong visual message at the end. And the film it has a really desaturated look, and it's really gritty. And but hopefully if some of you listeners will be around, definitely please go check it out, because I think it's a really interesting story. The other one is Rhythm in Me, and tells the story of a young girl that after being treated really badly by the father, she decided to go to a bar and get a drink, and in that bar she meets a guy and it starts this kind of a love story that we will never know if it will last just that day or if it will last a life. That's basically the stories.
While we were talking, I was thinking about an interview that I did with Luca Bigazzi, the most famous Italian cinematographer we have right now, that is famous for having worked on most of the films by Sir Paolo Sorrentino. And I asked him if he chose the what was his selection process like while he was choosing the films to work on, and he said it's the directors that choose me and not the opposite. How does it work for you?
Oh, well, first of all, chapeau to Luca Bigazzi, yeah. Because it's one of my example, because his work is so great. And having said that, I don't want to praise anybody right now, but I think that yes, it's true, the director does choose you, but at the same time you can also neglect the job or say no. For what concerns me, and I like to speak just about me and not for the others, for me obviously the story is the main important thing. It's the most important thing, because if a story is not good, there is no way a good image will make it better, you know. That's the starting point for everybody.
Do you also need to share the vision with the director?
Yes, but it shouldn't... yes, let's say yes, but can be also partially... you always want to put your input as a director of photography, and that's why there is pre-production in films where you confront your ideas with the ones of the director. I don't believe that what the director says in pre-production is religion that cannot be changed. I think it's a collaboration between different people, and not just the cinematographer and the director. And I think good directors are good listeners.
Since you're working in the USA, but you worked also on Italian projects like La Partita, are there some differences in the way you work in the team, with the director and the other production and creative team around Europe and US? Are there some differences?
No, I always like to keep a certain type of standards. I have to say that the people that I work with in Italy were incredibly professional. In America, we're used to work 12 hours before going overtime. In Italy, you work 10 hours. So it's a little different, but the guys were more than willing to adjust to our American schedules, let's say. And but I was really happy with my collaborators. I mean, they were so good, and I always thought that, especially the grip department, we still probably have the best key grips and grips, because there is still art behind it. Well, instead here, the key grip has the role of the safety on set, so making sure that everything is safe, and it's a little different in that sense.
So what's next for you after, you know, these two short films that you're presenting at the Short Film Corner? What are your future projects?
Well, so definitely there is La Partita that as of now is a short film, but it really, really, really wants to become a feature. And we had a great, great interpreter with Francesco Pannofino, that is an incredible actor. And there is another film that I really care about, which is called Eyes of Exodus. And it tells the story about the crisis of Syrian refugees in the Greek islands. In my case, we shot in Castellorizo, which is the island where Salvatore shot his Oscar winner film, Mediterraneo. And the film is really interesting because tells this tragedy that is happening nowadays in a really human level.
So hopefully we'll talk again about...
I hope so. I hope so. I really look forward to talk about, you know, my next beautiful feature with Martin Scorsese. But let's see.
That's perfect. We really wish you that. So, Stefano, thank you so much for sharing your experience as a cinematographer with us. Good luck with your projects, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Chiara, and thank you for listening to me.
And we've been talking to Stefano Ferrari, Italian cinematographer in the US. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.